poll, voters in Pennsylvania Democrat Representative Connor Lamb's district overwhelmingly oppose Biden's tax policies. By Jacob Bliss on May 19, 2021. Voters in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district, currently held by Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, are overwhelmingly opposed to President Joe Biden's various tax plans he hopes to enact on Americans, according to a recent poll from the Coalition to Protect American Workers. The coalition was created to fight for American workers against attempts to increase taxes by far-left politicians, including Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. The coalition is partly led by some of the former top staffers from former President Donald Trump's administration, including Mark Short, the chief of staff to former Vice President Mike Pence. Short noted the group, though being formed in the last couple of months, is made up of several individuals who formed Trade Works for America in 2018. During that time, Short said, they were able to raise approximately $10 million to advocate on behalf of Trump's U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which ultimately replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. When asked about taxes, 42% of respondents want Congress to have them lowered, in addition to 22% saying leave it the same. The survey found that only 21% wanted the taxes to be increased. When broken down by the party showed 66% of Republicans and 37% of independents wanted lower taxes. 75% of the overall respondents were opposed to allowing American jobs to be sent to China in order to lower the price of electric vehicle batteries made in China, making this key finding from the poll. 60% opposed the idea of having to raise taxes in order to lower the price of electric vehicle batteries that are made in China. Short noted the infrastructure plan includes $175 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles. He said, in essence, the taxes on American people will pay for batteries being made in China since the biggest country that produces the battery electric vehicles is China. Additionally, when the respondents were asked about raising taxes on family farms that are already subjected to capital gains taxes, a majority, 60%, completely opposed the idea. The poll asked, do you support or oppose raising taxes to fund $80 billion worth of tax collectors at the IRS, as part of President Biden's tax plan? 57% were opposed to Biden's push to raise taxes in order to fund the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Only 28% actually said they would support Biden giving more money to the IRS. Short said the coalition would be looking to highlight the hypocrisy in the Democrat Party, saying, at the same time, there's some Democrats talking about the funding the police, while the Democrats are also looking to pay $80 billion to hire enforcement officers at the IRS. One surprising number that came from the poll was when asked about an increase in state and local taxes, SALT, deduction to be able to offset a tax increase on everyone. A majority, 55%, said they were unsure. Additionally, 32% were opposed, and only 12% supported the idea. Short said, in regards to the SALT deductions, the polls had shown that the respondents know about SALT. But when family farms are brought up, it seems to be important. Short added, as this campaign gets going and we get more into the summer, you will see us highlight different messages in different districts to fight collectively against the broader tax plan. This poll from the firm 1892 asked 400 likely voters in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district who will likely vote in the 2022 midterm election. The respondents were contacted by a combination of either cell phones or landlines. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. The coalition is set to launch a six-figure ad buy in various parts of the country to fight against the tax increases.